welcome to the very first podcast of Disrupt Tech. We are very excited to get this going, jumping it off. My name is Zarina Hameen. I am the CEO of Internet Marketing Footprints. We are a full-scale technology development and business development company that seeks to really focus on, you know, the not only providing technology services, but focusing on the development of what's going on in technology. It happens so fast. It literally happens in seconds and not light years. So we are bringing this podcast to you live every week to explore a lot of the different ways that you can be able to not only read about or understand our current technology, but also what's coming next, as well as being able to kind of get ahead of it and be able to navigate through it, which is the most important. With technology moving so fast, it's really hard to stay up on what the top trends are, what's next, whether you're an individual that wants to stay current, or you're a business, or author, or anything like that, to know what's reputable and what's good for the next steps of your business. You know, one day you hear Facebook's out, one day you hear Twitter's in, then you hear Snapchat's in and Twitter's out, and you just don't really know what's going on. Sometimes you're told that you only need a mobile-friendly version of your website, and then other times people tell you that you need a mobile app for your business. So we are going to be going through an array of topics. One of the bigger topics, cryptocurrency is on the list, health tech. Now, you know, technology is playing a big part in the healthcare profession. So we're here for all of that. That is what Disrupt Tech is bringing. We are going to disrupt tech, exactly, literally, to make sure that everyone is on board for what is coming next, what's happening now, and the best way to utilize all of it. So this is our first podcast. As I said, we'll also be hosting live at events. You'll be able to hear from other people. We'll have several guest speakers coming on each week. We have a great lineup coming for you in the next several months of great guest speakers who can give you even further insights into what we're doing. Again, my name is Zarina Hameen. I'm the CEO of Internet Marketing Footprints, which is an award-winning technology company. So we really kind of have our hands in the mud for you, and we're scraping it out, and we're bringing you the best of the best. So today, what we're going to talk about is we're going to kind of talk about Facebook groups. I don't mean to focus only on Facebook in this podcast, but I think it's essential because Facebook is the leader of a lot of digital marketing. It's kind of placed itself there as the premier platform. And it's done that in several ways, but it's definitely done that by buying out most of the competition. So, you know, Facebook actually purchased Instagram. So it's a big part of Instagram. So if you're posting on Instagram, you know, you're tied to Facebook. So a lot of really great things. They're making sure that they're staying on top and that they're, you know, being interconnected with all other social media platforms. So we're going to discuss, you know, if Facebook, as far as your business is concerned, this is for all the business owners out there, if Facebook is really a great platform for businesses, in particular, Facebook groups. So I have been in business now for several years, and I remember in the beginning, I was using Facebook for everything to, you know, bring my product in development, to make sure that people have awareness of my business, any updates. You know, Internet Marketing Footprints is not only a technology company, but we also have a magazine. It's Alani Magazine. We have this podcast, and we're constantly revealing in-house products. So I remember in the very beginning when I was just doing contract work, I used Facebook a great deal to engage followers, to increase traffic to my Facebook pages, my other social media platforms, as well as my website. And in the beginning, I remember it being so wonderful. And this was, I'm going to say, I really started cultivating Facebook and capturing my brand online around 2013. And I remember in 2013, you know, it really did justice. Even a lot of the partnerships that I was creating, it was a great platform for a lot of the partnerships, because they were also had Facebook pages and we were able to link and we were able to build, and it was amazing. So I'm not only going to, by the way, I'm not only going to get into Facebook, I'll get into Twitter a little bit in this podcast as well. But going back to Facebook, now I would say in 2018, my biggest issue, if I could express my biggest issue with promoting my business through Facebook groups, is the fact that there's several things. One, I feel like more people, Facebook groups aren't as appealing as they were back then, you know, 5 years ago, as far as people looking to advertise or their interests in businesses and articles and things like that. It seems like it's lingering a little bit. But also, in addition to that, I think that if you are a small company and you are only looking for, you know, a few hundred dollars from a client, or you're looking for clients who are going to pay the minimum, Facebook groups definitely work for you. If you are someone who is looking to, you know, obviously start your company or rebrand your company, but you're looking at the bigger picture and you're looking to be paid as far as market value for your services, that Facebook, the people who join these Facebook groups aren't the best for that area, because a lot of the people that are in Facebook groups are really just kind of looking for a deal. They're really just looking for someone who can give them services for a very limited amount of money, or providing very limited compensation, which that is not to attack them. You know, they are also people who are starting off, you know, in the small business arena, or just starting out, or just trying to build their businesses. So obviously their budget is very small, if they have a budget at all. But, you know, in addition to that, you know, you as a business owner, regardless of that, you know, you can't be asked to give your services for pennies as a result. So, you know, you want to build your clientele and you want to be able to provide services as much as possible. But at the same time, how much of it is a risk to building your own company? You know, you're losing a lot of money trying to build that clientele. And as we all know, the statistics are any business doesn't really become profitable until about 3 to 5 years. But, you know, if you can kind of get stuck if you're only relying on social media, especially Facebook groups, to provide for you as you're starting your business. And that's been my own experience. Now, mind you, we want to hear from you. We are on Facebook. We have our Disrupt Tech Facebook page. We also have Twitter. We're on there for Disrupt Tech, as well as Snapchat, all of that. But we really want you guys to reach out on our Facebook page and kind of give us your thoughts and ideas of this. I'm expressing my ideas and my feelings, but I would love to hear from all of you and hear what your experience has been if you are a business owner trying to build your business on Facebook. It's been very, very, it's been hit and miss with me, definitely. And then, as a result of that, you know, you have so much going on where, you know, you never know who you're really working with and what their level of expertise is. So many people on Facebook groups, when they're coming and they're asking for your services, they have no idea what you're doing. So when you start doing it and you start trying to explain to them that certain processes take time, they can become very irritated very quickly. It can make for a bad B2B relationship because they're not educated on what you do. They don't understand what you do and that things don't happen overnight because they're so eager to make money and to grow their business. And that's another thing, is that you have a lot of non-professionals. They join these Facebook groups to learn because they don't have experience in business management or how things work or the processes of different industries. So they join these Facebook groups to learn or to just get someone to do it for them without understanding the process, which can also be detrimental to your brand. Because if they don't understand that process and you're trying to work with them and they're not satisfied, they cannot pay you. They can write bad reviews on your business because they don't understand the process. it's not necessarily about the services that you're providing. It's about the fact that they don't understand the process of it. So to them and their head, you're doing something wrong. You're making a mistake in their head. So that has also been, you know, a huge issue with trying to get business and get clients and promote on Facebook. So again, we want to hear your result. We want to hear your experiences. If you think we're right, we're wrong. You know, there really isn't a right or wrong in this argument. It's more about the experiences that you've had personally. So I'll tell you, for internet marketing footprints, we still try to stay active in our Facebook groups, but we've kind of evolved from the social media groups, particularly Facebook, to try to level partners and engage partners and investors and sponsors, because we realize that client services through digital marketing is not a way that you can really grow your business or retire early, as is a focus of a lot of CEOs, or make money while you're sleeping. You know, that maybe client services as a whole isn't good for that, but also it's not something that's good for you, you know, when it comes to social media platforms. Now, to take a break from Facebook for a little bit, we're going to take a break and kind of go into Twitter. You know, Twitter does have groups. Twitter made its name, I personally believe that Twitter made its name through hashtags. You know, Twitter was the platform that invented hashtags. It's still something that's thriving, that it poured over to pretty much every social media platform there is. That, I think, is going to be their legacy, is that they basically created hashtags, and having people be able to click a hashtag and connect with other people who've used that hashtag. You know, Facebook didn't create that. LinkedIn didn't create that, but, you know, Snapchat didn't create that. Instagram didn't create that. But now they're all using it because Twitter launched it and made it extremely effective. So what we want to look at now is that Twitter is amazing for hashtags. However, what has your experience been on Twitter as far as joining any Twitter groups? One thing is that Twitter doesn't they don't overexpose their groups like Facebook or other social media platforms. They don't really advertise them, but they are there. Twitter does have groups that you can join, and again, it's been the same experience as Facebook. Is everyone on the groups, they're not necessarily looking for clients. I mean, they're not actually looking to be a client. They're looking for clients. Or if you do find a client in the Twitter groups, you know, it's someone who needs something for dirt cheap or for nothing at all. You see a lot of people posting on social media platforms saying, hey, I'm looking for a partner. I'm putting that in quotations. You guys can't see that, but I'm putting that in quotations. They're looking for a partner to come on board and do their digital marketing. They're looking for a partner to come on board and build their website. They're looking for a partner to come on board and create a mobile app, which is basically, you know, a hidden word for free or for pennies. And it's so hard because the reality is you want to use the social media platforms to gain clients, but you're looking at clients who don't have a lot of money. And that's why they're in the groups, is that they're not looking to be your multi-million dollar client. They're not looking to be your Fortune 500 client. They're looking to build their business also. So they are looking for partners or someone who can bootstrap. You see all of these words throughout social media platforms: bootstrapping, partners, break the bank, people who won't break the bank. These are all code words for I have no money, and so that I can't pay you, but I'm looking for someone who's willing to work with me so I can build my business. But what does that do for your business? What do you get out of that? You know, you might be able to pay a car note or possibly your cell phone bill, but that's not what you're doing. You're not looking, you didn't create a business. None of us created a business or a brand or became a contract worker to be able to gather, to do all of this work, this market, this work that's the market value is in the thousands and thousands of dollars, to be able to get a little bit to pay your rent every month or to be able to use your car notes or be able to pay your cell phone bill. No, you wanted to build a business. A lot of us want to build an empire. So it doesn't really work for us to be able, that's why I'm going to bring it back. How are these groups useful to us when we're basically in the pool of the same people trying to start businesses and don't have a lot of money? And if you're not careful, you could be in that pool of people. If you're only looking towards social media to build your business, you could be in that small pool for a very long time, you know, if you can't evolve from it. I'm going to move in from, so we've discussed Facebook and Twitter, but now let's look at LinkedIn. Same thing. LinkedIn has amazing groups. The difference between LinkedIn is that you may get a whole slew of people in these groups. You may have people who are multi-million dollar, you know, corporations or businesses. The problem with LinkedIn is that LinkedIn is not known for groups, right? That's been my experience. LinkedIn is not known for its groups. LinkedIn is known for, you know, posting a job or creating your profile or going into the premium so you can, you know, recruit more contractors, find more people, more businesses. It's good for you to connect with people who are in your industry. So you rarely find people talking about LinkedIn groups or how LinkedIn groups have been effective with their business. Because it's not the purpose of LinkedIn. So even if you post in LinkedIn groups and you have an amazing deal or you're looking for investors or whatever, the difference with LinkedIn as opposed to Facebook and Twitter is that you might not get any responses whatsoever because a lot of people aren't looking at the groups. Even if they join the groups, they aren't looking in the groups. The LinkedIn groups seem to kind of be a desert as far as gaining clients or building your business. They're there, they're available, but you probably won't see a lot of engagement or a lot of followers. Again, this is my experience and the experiences of several companies that I've discussed this with. So you don't really know what's gonna happen. Most likely though, a lot won't happen. And that's kind of the issue with LinkedIn and LinkedIn groups. When you're looking at Instagram and Snapchat, the thing about those two social media platforms is that they are designed for pictures and videos. So trying to really get a message out in Instagram, so you know a lot of people, we all know a lot of people who are, they call them Instagram famous, right? Where they have billions of followers and then you see them on MTV because they're popular on Instagram. But what does that really do for your business? Not just, in, you know, so it's great. I see people who have, you know, millions of followers on Instagram and it's a lot of models and people who are trying to entertain, and that's great. That's great for them. It's a great social media platform for them. But if you're a business owner, you know, how can you utilize Instagram to get people to be a client, to make them cross over to being a client or invest in your company? So those are very difficult platforms when you're not trying to be a social media pop star, when you're simply just trying to build your business and grow your business. You know, you can get a lot of followers, but how does that traffic turn into clients? So the world of digital marketing is stressful. It has its benefits. You know, like I said, if you need a short term, in my opinion, if you need some short term solutions to your finances, but does it work for your business? Again, we want to hear from you. You can look for us on Facebook. Our Facebook is Disrupt Tech, as well as you can look for us on Instagram. We're on Instagram, same thing, Disrupt Tech, as well as Snapchat. We're on all of the social media platforms. We're on Twitter, Disrupt Tech. But we really want you to kind of go to the Facebook page and kind of give us your experience. We want to hear from you. It's all about you. We want to hear your experiences with, you know, social media and what's worked for you, what hasn't worked for you. But let us know. We are going to make this podcast very short. This is our first podcast. So go to our Facebook page on Disrupt Tech and let us hear from you. We want to hear your story. Thank you again for listening to the first podcast. We love to hear your thoughts. And our next podcast will be an hour long. And we are happy to hear from you. And we will be answering questions live on Friday. All right. Thank you for tuning in. We look forward to hearing from you. Bye.
Oh, thank you.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the very first podcast of Disrupt Tech. We are very excited to get this going, jumping it off. My name is Zarina Hameen. I am the CEO of Internet Marketing Footprints. We are a full-scale technology development and business development company that seeks to really focus on, you know, the not only providing technology services, but focusing on the development of what's going on in technology. It happens so fast. It literally happens in seconds and not light years. So we are bringing this podcast to you live every week to explore a lot of the different ways that you can be able to not only read about or understand our current technology, but also what's coming next, as well as being able to get ahead of it and be able to navigate through it, which is the most important. With technology moving so fast, it's really hard to stay up on what the top trends are, what's next, whether you're an individual that wants to stay current, or you're a business, or author, or anything like that, to know what's reputable and what's good for the next steps of your business. You know, one day you hear Facebook's out, one day you hear Twitter's in, then you hear Snapchat's in and Twitter's out, and you just don't really know what's going on. Sometimes you're told that you only need a mobile-friendly version of your website, and then other times people tell you that you need a mobile app for your business. So we are going to be going through an array of topics. One of the bigger topics, cryptocurrency is on the list, health tech. Now, you know, technology is playing a big part in the healthcare profession. So we're here for all of that. That is what Disrupt Tech is bringing. We are going to disrupt tech, exactly, literally, to make sure that everyone is on board for what is coming next, what's happening now, and the best way to utilize all of it. So this is our first podcast. As I said, we'll also be hosting live at events. You'll be able to hear from other people. We'll have several guest speakers coming on each week. We are ready to, we have a great lineup coming for you in the next several months of great guest speakers who can give you even further insights into what we're doing. Again, my name is Zarina Hameen. I'm the CEO of Internet Marketing Footprints, which is an award-winning technology company. So we really kind of have our hands in the mud for you, and we're scraping it out, and we're bringing you the best of the best. So today, what we're going to talk about is we're going to kind of talk about Facebook groups. I don't mean to focus only on Facebook in this podcast, but I think it's essential because Facebook is the leader of a lot of digital marketing. It's kind of placed itself there as the premier platform. And it's done that in several ways, but it's definitely done that by buying out most of the competition. So, you know, Facebook actually purchased Instagram. So it's a big part of Instagram. So if you're posting on Instagram, you know, you're tied to Facebook. So a lot of really great things. They're making sure that they're staying on top and that they're, you know, being interconnected with all other social media platforms. So we're going to discuss, you know, if Facebook, as far as your business is concerned, this is for all the business owners out there, if Facebook is really a great platform for businesses, in particular, Facebook groups. So I have been in business now for several years, and I remember in the beginning, I was using Facebook for everything to, you know, bring my product in development, to make sure that people have awareness of my business, any updates. You know, Internet Marketing Footprints is not only a technology company, but we also have a magazine. It's Alani Magazine. We have this podcast, and we're constantly revealing in-house products. So I remember in the very beginning when I was just doing contract work, I used Facebook a great deal to engage followers, to increase followers, to increase traffic to my Facebook pages, my other social media platforms, as well as my website. And in the beginning, I remember it being so wonderful. And this was, I'm going to say, I really started cultivating Facebook and capturing my brand online around 2013. And I remember in 2013, you know, it really did justice. Even a lot of the partnerships that I was creating, it was a great platform for a lot of the partnerships, because they were also had Facebook pages and we were able to link and we were able to build, and it was amazing. So I'm not only going to, by the way, I'm not only going to get into Facebook, I'll get into Twitter a little bit in this podcast as well. But going back to Facebook, now I would say in 2018, my biggest issue, if I could express my biggest issue with promoting my business through Facebook groups, is the fact that there's several things. One, I feel like more people, Facebook groups aren't as appealing as they were back then, you know, 5 years ago, as far as people looking to advertise or their interests in businesses and articles and things like that. It seems like it's lingering a little bit. But also, in addition to that, I think that if you are a small company and you are only looking for, you know, a few hundred dollars from a client, or you're looking for clients who are going to pay the minimum, Facebook groups definitely work for you. If you are someone who is looking to, you know, obviously start your company or rebrand your company, but you're looking at the bigger picture and you're looking to be paid as far as market value for your services, that Facebook, the people who join these Facebook groups aren't the best for that area. Because a lot of the people that are in Facebook groups are really just kind of looking for a deal. They're really just looking for someone who can give them services for a very limited amount of money or providing very limited compensation, which that is not to attack them. You know, they are also people who are starting off, you know, in the small business arena or just starting out or just trying to build their businesses. So obviously their budget is very small, if they have a budget at all. But, you know, in addition to that, you know, you as a business owner, regardless of that, you know, you can't be asked to give your services for pennies as a result. So, you know, you want to build your clientele and you want to be able to provide services as much as possible. But at the same time, how much of it is a risk to building your own company? You know, you're losing a lot of money trying to build that clientele. And as we all know, the statistics are any business doesn't really become profitable until about 3 to 5 years. But, you know, if you can kind of get stuck if you're only relying on social media, especially Facebook groups, to provide for you as you're starting your business. And that's been my own experience. Now, mind you, we want to hear from you. We are on Facebook. We have our Disrupt Tech Facebook page. We also have Twitter. We're on there for Disrupt Tech, as well as Snapchat, all of that. But we really want you guys to reach out on our Facebook page and kind of give us your thoughts and ideas of this. I'm expressing my ideas and my feelings, but I would love to hear from all of you and hear how what your experience has been if you are a business owner trying to build your business on Facebook. It's been very, very, it's been hit and miss with me, definitely. And then, as a result of that, you know, you have so much going on where, you know, you never know who you're really working with and what their level of expertise is. So many people in Facebook groups, when they're coming and they're asking for your services, they have no idea what you're doing. So when you start doing it and you start trying to explain to them that certain processes take time, they can become very irritated very quickly. It can make for a bad B2B relationship because they're not educated on what you do. They don't understand what you do and that things don't happen overnight because they're so eager to make money and to grow their business. And that's another thing, is that you have a lot of non-professionals. They join these Facebook groups to learn because they don't have experience in business management or how things work or the processes of different industries. So they join these Facebook groups to learn or to just get someone to do it for them without understanding the process, which can also be detrimental to your brand. Because if they don't understand that process and you're trying to work with them and they're not satisfied, they cannot pay you. They can write bad reviews on your business because they don't understand the process. it's not necessarily about the services that you're providing. It's about the fact that they don't understand the process of it. So to them and their head, you're doing something wrong. You're making a mistake in their head. So that has also been, you know, a huge issue with trying to get business and get clients and promote on Facebook. So again, we want to hear your result. We want to hear your experiences. If you think we're right, we're wrong. You know, there really isn't a right or wrong in this argument. It's more about the experiences that you've had personally. So I'll tell you, for Internet Marketing Footprints, we still try to stay active in our Facebook groups, but we've kind of evolved from the social media groups, particularly Facebook, to try to level partners and engage partners and investors and sponsors, because we realize that client services through digital marketing is not a way that you can really grow your business or retire early, as is a focus of a lot of CEOs, or make money while you're sleeping. You know, that maybe client services as a whole isn't good for that, but also it's not something that's good for you, you know, when it comes to social media platforms. Now, to take a break from Facebook for a little bit, we're going to take a break and kind of go into Twitter. You know, Twitter does have groups. Twitter made its name, I personally believe that Twitter made its name through hashtags. You know, Twitter was the platform that invented hashtags. It's still something that's thriving, that it poured over to pretty much every social media platform there is. That, I think, is going to be their legacy, is that they basically created hashtags, and having people be able to click a hashtag and connect with other people who've used that hashtag. You know, Facebook didn't create that. LinkedIn didn't create that, but, you know, Snapchat didn't create that. Instagram didn't create that. But now they're all using it because Twitter launched it and made it extremely effective. So what we want to look at now is that Twitter is amazing for hashtags. However, what has your experience been on Twitter as far as joining any Twitter groups? One thing is that Twitter doesn't they don't overexpose their groups like Facebook or other social media platforms. They don't really advertise them, but they are there. Twitter does have groups that you can join, and again, it's been the same experience as Facebook. Is everyone on the groups, they're not necessarily looking for clients. I mean, they're not actually looking to be a client. They're looking for clients. Or if you do find a client in the Twitter groups, you know, it's someone who needs something for dirt cheap or for nothing at all. You see a lot of people posting on social media platforms saying, hey, I'm looking for a partner. I'm putting that in quotations. You guys can't see that, but I'm putting that in quotations. They're looking for a partner to come on board and do their digital marketing. They're looking for a partner to come on board and build their website. They're looking for a partner to come on board and create a mobile app, which is basically, you know, a hidden word for free or for pennies. And it's so hard because the reality is you want to use the social media platforms to gain clients, but you're looking at clients who don't have a lot of money. And that's why they're in the groups, is that they're not looking to be your multi-million dollar client. They're not looking to be your Fortune 500 client. They're looking to build their business also. So they are looking for partners or someone who can bootstrap. You see all of these words throughout social media platforms: bootstrapping, partners, break the bank, people who won't break the bank. These are all code words for I have no money, and so that I can't pay you, but I'm looking for someone who's willing to work with me so I can build my business. But what does that do for your business? What do you get out of that? You know, you might be able to pay a car note or possibly your cell phone bill, but that's not what you're doing. You're not looking, you didn't create a business. None of us created a business or a brand or became a contract worker to be able to gather, to do all of this work, the market value is in the thousands and thousands of dollars, to be able to get a little bit to pay your rent every month, or to be able to use your car notes, or be able to pay your cell phone bill. No, you wanted to build a business. A lot of us want to build an empire. So it doesn't really work for us to be able, that's why I'm gonna bring it back. How are these groups useful to us when we're basically in the pool of the same people trying to start businesses and don't have a lot of money? And if you're not careful, you could be in that pool of people. If you're only looking towards social media to build your business, you could be in that small pool for a very long time, you know, if you can't evolve from it. I'm going to move in from, so we've discussed Facebook and Twitter, but now let's look at LinkedIn. Same thing. LinkedIn has amazing groups. The difference between LinkedIn is that you may get a whole slew of people in these groups. You may have people who are multi-million dollar, you know, corporations or businesses. The problem with LinkedIn is that LinkedIn is not known for groups, right? That's been my experience. LinkedIn is not known for its groups. LinkedIn is known for, you know, posting a job or creating your profile or going into the premium so you can, you know, recruit more contractors, find more people, more businesses. It's good for you to connect with people who are in your industry. So you rarely find people talking about LinkedIn groups or how LinkedIn groups have been effective with their business. Because it's not the purpose of LinkedIn. So even if you post in LinkedIn groups and you have an amazing deal or you're looking for investors or whatever, the difference with LinkedIn as opposed to Facebook and Twitter is that you might not get any responses whatsoever because a lot of people aren't looking at the groups. Even if they join the groups, they aren't looking in the groups. The LinkedIn groups seem to kind of be a desert as far as gaining clients or building your business. They're there, they're available, but you probably won't see a lot of engagement or a lot of followers. Again, this is my experience and the experiences of several companies that I've discussed this with. So you don't really know what's gonna happen. Most likely though, a lot won't happen. And that's kind of the issue with LinkedIn and LinkedIn groups. When you're looking at Instagram and Snapchat, the thing about those two social media platforms is that they are designed for pictures and videos. So trying to really get a message out in Instagram, so you know a lot of people, we all know a lot of people who are, they call them Instagram famous, right? Where they have billions of followers and then you see them on MTV because they're popular on Instagram. But what does that really do for your business? Not just, so it's great. I see people who have, you know, millions of followers on Instagram and it's a lot of models and people who are trying to entertain, and that's great. That's great for them. It's a great social media platform for them. But if you're a business owner, you know, how can you utilize Instagram to get people to be a client, to make them cross over to being a client or invest in your company? So those are very difficult platforms when you're not trying to be a social media pop star. When you're simply just trying to build your business and grow your business, you know, you can get a lot of followers, but how does that traffic turn into clients? So the world of digital marketing is stressful. It has its benefits. You know, like I said, if you need a short term, in my opinion, if you need some short term solutions to your finances, but does it work for your business? Again, we want to hear from you. You can look for us on Facebook. Our Facebook is Disrupt Tech, as well as you can look for us on Instagram. We're on Instagram, same thing, Disrupt Tech, as well as Snapchat. We're on all of the social media platforms. We're on Twitter, Disrupt Tech. But we really want you to kind of go to the Facebook page and kind of give us your experience. We want to hear from you. It's all about you. We want to hear your experiences with, you know, social media and what's worked for you, what hasn't worked for you. But let us know. We are going to make this podcast very short. This is our first podcast. So go to our Facebook page on Disrupt Tech and let us hear from you. We want to hear your story. So thank you again for listening to the first podcast. We love to hear your thoughts. And our next podcast will be an hour long. And we are happy to hear from you. And we will be answering questions live on Friday. All right. Thank you for tuning in. We look forward to hearing from you. Bye.